began discussing the relationship between the Dinim and the Gemara. As we saw yesterday, there's three stages. There's Alach LaMoshe MiSinai, there's Rav Papa, and then there's the Braisa of Tefillin Agulos. So the first and most important question is the relationship between the Alach LaMoshe MiSinai and Rav Papa. To what extent is Rav Papa adding to it, or is he modifying and, in essence, limiting it? And really, the question goes in two directions. The one we began discussing yesterday and the one we're going to discuss today, and one of the points I want to make today is that the two ways, assumably, are connected. Meaning, there are two words Rav Papa uses, betafron uba'alachsonon. The first word relates to where, which part of the tefillin needs to be squared. The second word relates to the form of the square, alachsonon, literally the diagonal. So Rav Papa is relating to these two, you know, the two questions we naturally had about the Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai, right? Where in the tefillin and in what way? Now, assumably, how you understand one, the first word of Rav Papa would be similar to how you understand the second one, right? If the first one is adding, I would say, you could be mechalik, but the second one maybe is adding. If the first one is limiting slash modifying, it would be natural to explain the second one that way as well. And this is really the point that I want to show today, adding on to yesterday. So yesterday we began speaking about what part of the tefillin, specifically when Rav Papa says betafron, is that the only thing that needs to be squared? Or is that an additional thing that needs to be squared? And I'll remind you of what we said yesterday. If we look back at Tosfot, which way does Tosfot, you know, seem to conclude as far as which part needs to be squared?
Only the Torah?
Only, not only the Torah. Only the Tefira. The Ktsat Hayanira de Loboi Mirubos Ela Bitofron. Now then he adds Uvelach Sonan. So does that mean another area? How is he understanding Velach Sonan, right? Tosfot. That's interesting, right? Is he understanding Elach Sonan as another area or another format? Okay. Now, Vinny is correct that Tosfot in the beginning of his piece says Yeshein Mirabin Ela B'makam Moshavan. Right? In Moshava. Right? The only square that Moshavan. Moshavon. Does that mean the area where the Tfiros are? Is that what that means? Okay. In any case, Rashi, though, seems to expect more. Rashi seems to expect more. On the one hand, our Girsa has Rashi already modifying the original Gzeres HaKasa, the original Alach LaMoshe MiSinai, as being connected to the Tfiros. But it's clear that Rashi holds it's more than the Tfiros. How do you see that Rashi holds it's more than the Tfiros? Because Rashi says the reason the Tfirot are an issue is because of the impact the Batim, right? If the Tfirot aren't square, we're afraid it'll pull the Bayit. So in essence, the Tfirot are merely a way of protecting the Bayit. And that's why the Girsa that we have Rashi al Arif, the Girsa that the Shita Mukubetzes brings, right? The Girsa that the Rosh has, the name of the Rif, makes sense, where you're mentioning the need for Alach LaMoshe MiSinai first, independently regarding the Batim, and only then in connection to the Tfiros. And I mentioned yesterday, the Mordechai brings a proof to this, because the Mordechai says, we wanted to bring a proof to Rav Papa's Din from the Braisa of Tefillin Agulos, right? Tefillin Agulos is assumedly talking about the Batim, not the Tfiros, right? So you see that we're talking here about the Batim and not just the Tfiros. In any case, Rashi al-Arif, Rashi quoted by the Rosh, most Rishonim hold the need for Mirubos is not just the Tfiros, but also the Batim. The question then becomes, if it's also the Batim, what's the relationship between the Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai that relates to the Batim and Rav Papa who talks about the Tfiros? If you need more than just the Tfiros, so then what's Rav Papa saying? So here we spoke at length yesterday about the Mordechai and the Rosh. The Mordechai holds the Rav Papa is adding, right? There's one din of Batim and one din of Tfiros. And as we mentioned in Shir yesterday, there's an earlier Rishon than the Mordechai who seems to understand it that way. Who's that? The Rambam. Because we saw the Rambam and Alach Aleph says, you need Mirubos V'chein Tfiron Alach Sonan, right? And then, when he specifies the halachos in halacha bet, he talks about the batim, and halacha yud, he talks about the tfiros. So it seems that there's two independent requirements. So the Rambam, like the Mordechai, seem to understand, there's the original halacha LaMoshe MiSinai, and then Rav Papa is adding to it, not modifying, adding, to dinim. On the other hand, we saw the Rosh, who fleshes out what seems to be implied by Rashi himself, that Rav Papa's not adding a din, Rav Papa is helping understand the din, right? You need a square bias, and Rav Papa says, betofron. Why does Rav Papa emphasize the tfiros? Because the tfiros are part of how you ensure that the square remains square. If you tofer them incorrectly, you'll ruin the square. But the tfiros aren't, like the Mordechai said, an independent need. The tfiros are just a way of making sure the batim are square. Right? I mentioned yesterday that the Rush connects this to Rashi's understanding of the titura in general, as opposed to the way we have our tefillin, where the titura extends on all four sides past the bottom of the batim. It seems that Rashi understood that the titura only extended in the back for the ma'avarta, but on the other three sides it was perfectly aligned with the bayit. So it makes sense that the tefira wouldn't stand as some independent component. The tefira is just sticking into the bottom of the bayit, and that's why, on the one hand, it doesn't stand independently, it's not an independent need. On the other hand, it has a major impact on the bayit, because it's right under the batim. If you pull too hard or not perfect square, it'll mess up what's going on top. That's what we spoke about. That's what we spoke about yesterday. And at the end of Shir, I began speaking about the nafkaminas of this question. What's the nafkamina between whether you understand Rav Papa is adding a new din of tfiros? There's two dinim, bias and tfira. Or whether Rav Papa is modifying, limiting, explaining the din of the bayit with the tefira. So I think the nafkamina, first nafkamina, what we spoke about yesterday, is how far up the tefillin, bayit, is the squareness required. As I mentioned, if you look at reminder on page 3, the Bir Halacha says that it's pashat, that you need it all the way up the box. Up the whole height of the box, it needs to be squared. But the Mordechai mentions those who hold, the second line in the Mordechai, that only the titura needs to be squared. And the Tosfos seems to sound this way too, as we saw, right? Benny mentioned earlier, Yeshein Mirabim Ela B'makom Moshavan. Only Moshava, right? Only where it sits. This Shita of the Mordechai quotes and Tosfos quotes, and again, is accentuated by the custom we have, as I mentioned yesterday, to make notches over the Ma'avarta, to emphasize that it's a different part, so that it's not part of the square that would be ruined by it. This Shita is very understandable if, in essence, Rav Papa's halacha is modifying the batim, the tefiros batim, where they intersect. That's what, where you need it to be. That's where you need it to be. That's where you need it to be squared. Not the batim as a whole, the intersection of the tefiros with the batim. This is what we discussed yesterday. Any questions on what we discussed yesterday? Today, I want to move on with the second nafkamina, which is going to take us to the second part of Rav Papa. And that is how you understand Rav Papa's second word. When Rav Papa says Ba'alach Sonon, it's the same question. Is it to add something new? Or is it again to modify, explain, limit Ba'alach Lamosh Misinai? And here too, we find a big discussion amongst the Rishonim. And again, Pasha Pshat Ba'alach Sonon isn't talking about where it's squared, like Bitafron, but it's talking about how it needs to be squared. Now the Pasha Pshat, when it says Alach Sonon, is that it's teaching you what? What's a Pasha Pshat? No? What does Rashi say? Rashi says, let's take a look. Ba'alach Sonon, Sheyehe Ribuan Mechuvan Arko Kirachvo Kedei Sheyelhem Oto Alach Sonon. It needs to be orech kirochav, equal, so it has the same diagonal. You can have a four-sided box that doesn't have the same diagonal. We call that a rectangle. Or a, what's it called? A leaning rectangle?
Parallelogram.
Is that called parallelogram, right? Yeah. Meaning the alachsonon is teaching you that it needs to be perfect where the alachson is equal on all sides. The Nemuke Yosef, for those who saw it, seems to understand that this is the chiddush of Rav Papa. Now, Lach Lamosh Misinai needs to be squared. Could say you need four corners. Ba'alach Sonon is teaching you that it needs to stand as a perfect square. This is indeed how the Griz explains the significance of Rav Papa. If you take a look at page 3 on the sheet, quotes the Gemara, and then he says, "Ulachor tzarachin." Ma hosef lan Rav Papa, the kamer the tzarach ribu ba'alach sonon, kevin the kfar tani bebatim, the boy mirubos. The tzarach lomer, the efshar lios mirubos, velo yu mirubos ba'alach sonon. Uvenemuki Yosef Bio de Miruba Yadina de Tsarachlios Dalid Zavios Viagula Losagi Vialzeam Rinan Rav Papa de Boy Gam came Balachson and the Tsarach Shia Arkun Kirachvan the Zeu Habir de Alachson. Meaning it's not enough that it be square as opposed to circle. It needs to be a perfect square. The Alachsonan of each of the sides need to be the same. This is how the Nemuki Yosef explains what Rav Papa is adding. And again, it makes sense. If you say the Tefira is adding a new halacha, not just the button, but the Tefiros, like the Mordechai and the Rambam said, so the Alachsonan is also adding a new halacha. Okay, very nice. The Mordechai, though, quotes his understanding of the halachas gedolos and the riff otherwise. Let's look back at the Mordechai that was printed on the bottom of page 2. The Mordechai says, sixth line, and we talk halachas gedolos, the riff, mashma de shalyad ein alagami mirubas. The shalyad doesn't have to be perfectly squared. The orchan chatzi etzpa ama, virachvan karochav etzpa. Half an etzpa by an etzpa. Umashma de ha kari ribua, sheyesh lem zavios. The ein nira el alagami mirubayim. Kevin de lashchachan behedja. The Mordechai disagrees and says it doesn't seem right. You need to be completely squared because we don't find this halacha stated. It should have stated somewhere. You don't need a complete square. It's proving from the lack of mention. But halachas gedolos and the riff say, no, it's enough that it has corners, squared corners, not a square, squared corners. And the truth is one could understand the Lashon HaRambam this way. If you look back at the Rambam, top of page 2, Shiyu murbos, v'chein tfirasan biribua, v'alachsonan biribua, ach yalem arba zaviot shavot. On the one hand, he talks about zaviot, which are corners. On the other hand, he says shavot, equal. Does he mean four equal angles or four equal corners? That's the question we're dealing with here. Okay. The Mordechai, of course, disagrees with this. But the Shilte Hagiborim, it's on the side of the riff, I hope. People, you know what that is, the Shilte Hagiborim, quotes his grandfather, who was the Tosas Rid, as saying this actual way, that you don't need it to be a perfect square. In fact, the Itter, bottom of page 3, even brings a proof for this, a very interesting proof for this. Let's take a look at the Itter. He says, the Yigad Amri, quotes another number of shittas here to explain what Rav Papa means, the one that's bolded, he says, the Yigad Amri, Shiyehelehen alachson, the eagle ain't lo alachson. It doesn't need a perfect diagonal. It needs a diagonal. Circle tefillin don't have diagonals. Amrav Papa Masnisin David ki amguza agulin shein lehem base moshav, avol yesh lehem base moshav, afal pishehem agulos ksheira. V'yashminan Bryce of the puzzle. The Bryce is teaching you that you need a square, not a circle. V'daikinan mina midalom mishani Reb Meir Masnisin bidlom ruboy klal. From the fact that Reb Meir says the Mishnah Sormah where it's not a square at all. Avol biribua aruch kasher. V'asa Bryce lemifsul shma mina de ribua aruch le Bryce ksheira. The Itter starts debating what exactly we're proving from the Brisa. Are we proving from the Brisa that you need a box as opposed to a circle? Or are you proving from the Brisa that you need a perfect square? In fact, there are Achronim who suggest that this is exactly what Rav Papa is coming to be Mechadish and limit the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Not to teach you that you need a perfect square, to teach you that you just need there to be a diagonal and not circular. Meaning, the Griz and the Nemuki Yosef said, Rav Papa's coming to add that needs to be an equal alachson on all sides and needs to be a perfect square. The Yad Elio, one of the Elchonim who says this, says, Rav Papa's coming to limit slash modify and say not that you need a perfect square, but you just need there to be a diagonal. This is the same debate we saw a few minutes ago between the Rush and the Mordechai regarding the first word of Rav Papa, the Tafron. Any questions about this first part of the shiur, which is basically a completion of yesterday's shiur, regarding the relationship between Rav Papa and the Brisa? So now let's move on to the second part of shiur, which is the last part of the Gemara. The Gemara, as we saw, tries to bring a support to Rav Papa from the din, the psul of Tfilin Agulos. The Gemara initially thinks that it's a raya to Rav Papa, lema misayale. Agulos are puzzle. Why are agulos puzzle? Because you need to be squared. The Gemara says, no. There, the Rav Papa himself says, it's not a proof to me. because there you could say it's talking about the case of a manguza. An manguza, like an egos, is where it is pointed on the bottom. That's why it's a sakana. It's pointed on the bottom. It can go into your head. So all you see from here is that the bottom needs to be flat. You don't see from here anything about what the lateral shape of the tefillin needs to be. Oh. So now we have the following question. The bottom line is, there are two halachos here, right? The bottom needs to be flat, and the extent up needs to be squared. Are these one halacha or two halachos? What would you say? Meaning, is this idea of the bottom needing to be flat connected to the broader concept of the tefillin being square?
No.
Yes. I would say a priori no. What would cause you to say yes, Benny?
Well, that explains it. The whole point of it being square is that it's so that it's flat bottom, so if you don't hit your head, you won't get damaged.
Who explains that it's square so you don't get damaged? The bottom being flat is for that reason. But how do you see that what extends up needs to be square?
That saying it should be round because of that reason.
Meaning, why couldn't you have the tefillin the shape of a ring? Flat at the bottom? A donut. Right. Donut tefillin, right? Donuts wouldn't damage us. Right? Now, the truth is what Moshe said, what Bini said, I think it is a little bit of a stretch, but there's one understanding of the square halacha that makes it more reasonable. If the square halacha is about the bottom as a whole, so one thing is about the bottom, the other thing is about the bottom and how it sits. But if the square halacha is about the bottom of the tefillin, like Tosfos said, the moshavan, the titura, so here it makes more sense that the square wouldn't just be the rise, right, the part that raises up, should be squared, but that the bottom also should be squared. It's one piece. That would make sense to say it as one halacha. Now, interestingly, and especially according to this, it makes sense that the Rambam seems to have seen it as two halachos. The Rambam seems to have seen it as two halachos. How do we see that the Rambam sees it this way? Well, first of all, he brings it as a separate halacha. Let's look at page 4. So, page 4. The Rambam, in Perek Dal and Halacha Gimel, a separate Perek, he's talking here about the way you put the tefillin on. HaMeniach tefillin shel yad al pas yado al shavu sho al mitzcho hareze derech tzedukim. HaOse tefillin agula ke'ego zein ba mitzvah klal. Iter, left-handed person, meniach tefillin bimino, shu smol shalo. He's not talking about the physical makeup of the tefillin here. He's talking about what? The way you put the tefillin on. So one question is, why is he mentioning a separate halacha? It's basically the square halacha, no? Second of all, why is he mentioning it in this context? So let's take a look at Reb Chaim. For those who don't know, you have, of course, Reb Chaim al Rambam. That's a sefer Reb Chaim worked on, poured over, to be medayik, to write it exactly the way he wanted, drafts and words, and it's well known that he worked on it that way. The Chidushi HaGrach HaLashas is not something he published, and that's the ultimate irony. It was Torah that he said that Talmidim wrote down. There's even a story that may be apocryphal, that he had notes that he gave his Talmidim to put in the Gneza. And they took and wrote up. Right? Whether it's that extreme or not, it's the same idea. It was Torah written up by his Talmidim, so you have to be careful about it. And that's the irony. He was so careful to write everything up so perfectly, didn't write enough up, so the rest of stuff just got written up. So you have to be careful. In any case, he writes this, Hinei arif kasab hilchus tefillin. Now, I'm not exactly sure what Reb Chaim means by that, because all he does is just quote the Gemara. If you look at the roof together with me, it says Tana Tzvilim Mirbos Halach Lamosh Misina. Amar Rav Abatov from Melech Sona. Leima Tanina Luhu Osa Tzvilim Agul Sakan Veim Ba Mitzvah. Amar Rav Papa Ki Tana Masisin Da Ave Vida Ki Am Guza. He just quotes the parts of the Gemara. Now, the fact that that Bryce is quoted shows you it's a separate halacha. I don't know, right? But the Rambam definitely mentions it separately. Just mentioning that the riff, I don't know. The Rambam hevi halacha of the halacha moshe misina perikam halacha aleph. V'gam hevi dalad gimel dagul psula v'tarti lamali. V'gam tzarchi and masha Rambam hevi ze bedine hanocha It's not just that he mentions it and mentions it separately, but mentions it in a different context. Not as part of the halachos of the physical makeup of the tefillin. Says Reb Chaim, Ubir hadavar, dikshah tefillin agula ke'egos, let kan hanocha, delo munach al makomo. V'yesh chiddush din, af shemeruba rak shemako moshavo agula ke'egos psula. Says Reb Chaim, in essence there are two things here. There's the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that the shape of the tefillin needs to be square. That the shape of the tefillin needs to be square. And number two, that the tefillin needs to sit well on the head. A circle, a pointed thing, doesn't sit well on the head. A square sits well on the head. That's part of the din of hanacha. And that's the essence of the question we've been asking all week. What halachos here are about the tefillin, and what halachos are about the way the tefillin sits on you. And that's where Reb Chaim is being mechadish here. Now, interestingly, it says here in the very bottom of the piece, Mehagriz Zatzal. Now, this may mean that Reb Chaim was quoting the Griz. The reason I say this is interesting is because in the brackets right before it says, Ayinod Chidusha Griz Menachas Kan. So you don't have to work too hard. I printed you the Griz in the Chidushi HaGriz, which were written the same way as the Chidushi HaGrach HaLashas. I think the Griz wrote Al Rambam. Actually, I'm not sure. Maybe the Griz wrote himself HaLashas. In any case, the Chidushi HaGriz HaLashas, he calls a totally different explanation. First pshat. The pshat is the Griz was a thinker. He told Reb Chaim one answer. Maybe later in his life he had another answer. For this kasha, anyone who's interested can look at the Griz here and see further. So, on Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem, Yeshivas HaBetamos will be having a special learning schedule. Monday is packing day. And the notion that we can have Shir on packing day, I've found, doesn't really work. Especially that people have Seder. So Mitzvah Hashem will have Kohel Shir, that's in a vacuum. So here we're finishing, and a good point, because we finished speaking about the physical makeup of the tefillin. And next month, in Mitzvah Hashem, starting on Wednesday, we'll start having Shir about the mitzvah of Hanachas tefillin, how you put them on. This is an interesting grach to make the transition, because you see the Rambam puts the halacha of tefillin agula together with other dinim of hanacha, which we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem next week. Shakach to everyone for a meaningful learning of Inyanei Tefillin.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi. Pleasure.